Well, the story of Jephthah's daughter actually comes from Judges 11, verses 29 through 40. And this is where Jephthah made a vow to God that if he defeated the Ammonites, he would sacrifice whatever came out of his house on his return. And you can see where this is going. Not good, right?
Oh, wow.
You know, his daughter came out. And he wept and wailed, as you would expect, of course, because he had to fulfill his vow to the Lord. And it's in there to show, I believe, the depravity of man as to what he will boast over. You know, how we should not make a vow to the Lord lightly and not be prepared to keep this.
Yeah.
It's why, you know, God said not to make a vow, but to simply just let our yes be yes and our no, no, so that we don't make big vows to God and then we or others have to suffer for our arrogance later. You know, Numbers 30, yeah, verses 1 and 2 says, Moses said to the heads of the tribes of Israel, this is what the Lord commands. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said. And, you know, this must be what Jephthah was going by. And also, like Deuteronomy 23, 21, if you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin.
Wow.
So this is just showing how seriously God takes vows. Now, should Jephthah have thrown himself at the mercy of God and begged him to be released from his vow? I think, yes, he should have done that.
Mm.
But I know he wanted to honor God, but, you know, God also said not to kill or to do practices of the nations around them. And yet Jephthah went down that path unknowingly when he vowed to sacrifice the first thing that stepped out of his house. And, you know, in that foolishness, it was his daughter.
Wow.
And, you know, it's an extremely hard and difficult lesson and warning to all. And it's just something that just shows, okay, don't be a fool in the eyes of God.
You know what? It also what also stands out to me is his fear of God, though, in this story. So, sure, you can look at it, and by no means is it something that's easy to swallow, or even
right.
Like, it's even hard. Yeah, as that person said, man, like, why so difficult for me to even read this? It's disturbing. But at the same time, like, look at the fear of God. Like, he's like, man, even at the cost, because he wept bitterly at this.
He did.
So
he
it's
did.
Not like he was like, oh yeah, like don't like her. She's the ugly sister. You know what I'm saying? That
no.
wasn't the thing at all. And even still, don't murder ugly people. But anyways.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? He was heartfelt. He was deeply distressed. I mean, like, I can't imagine what he was going through, but he knew that he had to fulfill this vow.
Wild.
It's just a horrible situation.